When Frank bought a plane, he needed a hangar in which to park it. Soon, the plane wasn't the only thing in the building. In fact, visitors still come here to see that plane and much, much more. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. Frank Phillips hit an oil gusher near Bartlesville, Oklahoma in 1905. Today, ConocoPhillips is the company he helped build. Many visitors to northeastern Oklahoma visit Phillips' Willow Rock Ranch home.
10,000 square feet, 9 bedrooms, 9 baths. It is as unique a lodge home as you will ever walk into.
Bob Frazier is CEO of the Frank Phillips Foundation and the Willow Rock Museum and Wildlife Preserve. The inside of the lodge is full of unique taxidermy.
Mr. Phillips was not a hunter. Most of those animals lived and died out on the ranch. But you'll see anything from deer to elephant to giraffe to camels.
The Phillips and his company used the ranch as a place to host guests.
Between the years of 1925 and 1948, the year of Mrs. Phillips's death, they entertained somewhere in the neighborhood of 200,000 people at that lodge.
But some items he acquired were simply too large to fit in the lodge.
He sponsored a plane in 1928 that won the Dole Pineapple Race from San Francisco to Hawaii. He brought it back, had to have a place to put it, so he had his guys go up on the hill and build a stone hangar.
Soon, Mr. Phillips was running out of room for the plane in the hangar.
He continued to buy more Southwest art, Navajo rugs. Friends bought him more and more of it, and he had more than he could fit into his lodge, and so he started putting it up there in the hangar. He was running out of room, so he added on to the hangar, and he kept pushing that airplane further back. Before long, he woke up, and he had a full-fledged museum up there.
What resulted was a 50,000-square-foot museum. That facility, the lodge, and wildlife preserve are all a part of the legacy of Mr. Phillips that can be seen by those who visit the ranch. Traveling the countryside in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McRae.